720 WGN. It's Mark Carman, it's Danny Mazur tonight.
Loving the Chicago music, by the way.
Curtis just giving all sorts of love out there. Beautiful night, man. I hope people did their social physically distancing, as our doctor said tonight. I thought that was a good little change in the wording there. Going to be 70 degrees later this week. Have you golfed yet?
No. It's been tough. The courses here in the city still closed. But I'm planning on attempting maybe next week with the girlfriend going up to the suburbs to do that.
Oh, look at Andy just dropping the girlfriend there, a little outing.
Hey, you know, she's good to me. I got to be good to her.
She made you dinner tonight.
She did.
Mazur's living the life over there.
It's all good.
So, Sports World is at 3555 North Clark Street, which is right across from the ballpark and also right across from the Cubby Bear where Mazur used to get drunk after calling games alongside Pat and Ron. And Brad Rosen is one of their leaders and one of the partners of the business, and he's joining us now on 720 WGN. Brad, this is something that your business never anticipated, and I've seen a bunch of stories in the Tribune about just different stuff with people around the ballpark surviving and not surviving, so we wanted to check in here. What has this meant for you so far?
Good evening, guys. It is a beautiful night. I was listening to your preamble before. It's a little, it's tough. It's eerie. I was down at the ballpark today, and it's the equivalent to me of going down on a Sunday morning at 6 or 7 a.m., and there's nobody out, no one around. As the sun picked up, about 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you had a lot of young kids walking around and getting their laps in and checking out the ballpark and taking pictures in front of the marquee. So it had picked up, but it's just eerie. It's very weird for the middle of May down there.
That's a great adjective to use because it is eerie just going by anything that you're normally supposed to see people at these times of year. And they're not there. But I'm curious, too. I mean, from your standpoint as a business owner and trying to get people to still come in, I mean, what kinds of things are you doing to try to entice people to get into your store?
We're doing everything that we can within the restrictions of what the state's allowing. So we're doing curbside pickup. But I'm having to pivot a little and sell things that I wouldn't normally sell. So I'm selling things like bleacher necessities, which are old-style hats and Schlitz hats and Hams hats. In shirts, and I'm selling a lot of wiffle ball sets that we branded and they're calling Wrigley Field wiffle ball sets. Hand sanitizer, which I never thought we would have to sell, but that's become a popular item lately. And just, you know, it's very weird, but people are still there no matter what happens. They just love the Cup. They're still buying shirts and hats and jerseys. Bias is still hot. Horner is still hot, believe it or not.
Nico Horner is hot? That's amazing.
Nico Horner is one of the top ones that people are requesting. It is very odd. You know, people have long and short memories, and, you know, he was red hot at the end of the season. So the enthusiasm is still there. It's just going to come raging back if we could ever get a game.
So it's interesting, though, because Wrigley has always been a destination. If you come to Chicago for a visit, whether the Cubs are playing, whether it's the middle of December, that's one of the stops that a lot of people are going to make. They're going to drive by the ballpark. They're going to take a picture, which is one of the reasons why it's great to have Sports World for you at 3555 North Clark. So maybe, but you still rely on the season, right? That's when you make your money, correct, obviously?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the majority of what we do, unless the Bears are really hot like they were 2 years ago, is, waiting for games. I got 80 games across the street with pretty much 40,000 people. And, that's the majority of the business we do. We've got a nice website that helps get business. But, you know, street traffic and tourism, Wrigley Field, like, used to be the number one tourist destination. I think it's still in the top three, depending on, what people are looking to do in the city in the time of the year. So it's, like I said, it's a little eerie. But, you know, hopefully life will go on and everybody will be safe.
Have you been able to keep your whole staff employed, Brad?
Yeah, we're keeping our staff employed. We got a nice core. They're almost like family, our work family. We've kept everybody employed, and these guys are working with a smile on their face, which is you know, tough to grin and bear it these days, but they're doing it.
You know, I wonder too out loud if businesses not on, you know, like yours and other industries that are doing the curbside pickup things and other deals to try to get people to come in, if that's going to continue once everything kind of gets back to normal, because it is a very convenient thing.
Yeah, it's convenient. It's odd, but convenient. You know, there's things that are in place that we haven't enacted. I know Uber's offering package delivery now. Someone could route from their house to my store, and they'll give you a quote, and they'll come and pick up the package and deliver it for you. We haven't gone that far yet. The prices seemed a little astronomical for what we thought was appropriate, so we have not enacted that. But, you know, there's always people used to always call and say, I'm going to be in. We did in-store pickup. We just had to pivot to curbside pickup for the time being because we're not allowing people in the store.
That's unbelievable.
But it's, you know, it's tough. Nike was taking over this year for the on-field product, and there was a ton of enthusiasm. There was a ton of marketing on MLB's behalf and Nike's behalf. They were going to do a monster kickoff. They have the swoosh on the jersey on the field. And, you know, just like anybody else, we were prepping and didn't foresee this coming. And we brought in a lot of merchandise because, you know, this team is in either the late stages of their first round of a rally or, you know, can continue on and hopefully, you know, stay in the upper echelons of the Central Division. But, yeah, we had brought in a lot of merchandise to get ready.
Brad, the Cubs have bought up a ton of property around there, which you're well aware of, and I'm sure they tried to buy your place, and you guys said no, you're not going anywhere. Is it more on the table that you would ever consider that now, or are you in the same spot?
Well, we're in the same spot. We're very happy. I don't personally own the facility that we're in, but we're very happy. We have a nice relationship, and we're going to be here for a long time.
Yeah.
We'd like to see a couple more World Series is what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
And a few Super Bowls would be nice, too. How's that sound?
So that's an interesting question. Cubs are, whatever, they're in the playoffs. You're right across the street, but the Bears are in the Super Bowl. What's selling more?
You know what? The Bears are huge. No matter how big the Cubs are, for some reason, the NFL is a juggernaut. I sold a lot of Bears merchandise when they were good a couple years ago, and it's just unbelievable. The enthusiasm, and for the once a week for 3 hours, and the talk shows and the continuation, and people discussing it the next morning and Tuesday during the day about the press conferences and everything that goes on, it carries over so unbelievable. I mean, how long can you talk about a baseball game from the previous night? A few hours in the morning, maybe?
5 minutes.
A couple minutes. You know, everybody discusses it at the office. Did you see the game? Yeah. But, you know, the talk on the football, it's just, it carries on. And when they're good, it's just an unbelievable, like, wave of Bears merchandise. And we almost have to chase merchandise because I'm across from Wrigley. It's not my core business. So we look to service what we can. And depending on how they look, you know, that's when we start loading up and anticipating that this is going to be a playoff team. They're going to go deep. You know, we're supposed to have a football game, I believe, across from us this year, too.
That's true.
The Badgers were going to play Northwestern.
Yeah, fingers crossed on that one. Seems so.
Yeah, well.
It's a long putt.
I'm crossing my fingers. You know, we're crossing our fingers on everything. We've heard people, and it's funny because people call the store and say, well, when are they going to start again? And, you know, we have no idea. And, you know, they look to us like we're an authority. And we've heard rumors that some are off the wall, some are somewhat practical. But it's just very interesting.
They call the Cubs. What are you going to start? We don't know. They call Sports World Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad Rosen, when's baseball coming back? I know you know. That's
like when they tweet us during rain delays. When's it going to stop raining? I have no idea.
You know, I get questions. They're pretty funny. You know, people come in on Clark Street and say, well, where's the stadium? And you could just tell they're out of towners. Because you look out on Addison, you say, it's right there. You're about 10 feet away.
Oh, boy. That's kind of amazing. Hey, Brad, have any players ever walked in, bought anything?
Yeah. We've had plenty of players. And you know what? They've mostly come in when they're rookies. And they can't be recognized. Russell came in. Bodie happened to come in the day after he hit that dinger 2 years ago and bought about 5 W flags. And we were just kind of shocked that, you know, the Cubbies didn't have any for him to sign or do. I don't know what he was going to do with them. But he had his hat down and one of my employees recognized him. I didn't even do it. Yeah, they asked for his autograph. He was a very nice guy. And mostly the rookies, when they get seasoned and around, it's, you know, people get around them more often, and, you know, they can't shop in peace.
It's the inside scoop right there. David Bodie's buying 5W flags. I've seen Bodie. I've seen him at Target. Baseball players, they look very normal. So I'm impressed by whoever's working for you that they recognized him, because he looks almost more like Andy Mazur. He's got a nice, you know, he's got a beard.
That means he's a great looking guy.
He's a solid dude. Hey, Brad, thanks for giving us a little peek into what's going around on the business side around the ballparks right now.
No problem. My pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Rosen, Sports World Chicago, 3555 North Clark Street. Fingers crossed, right, you drive down the street right now, and you got the signs are in the window. We are open. Yeah. Carry out is available.
It's a really strange time. He's absolutely right with him when he talks about the eeriness of it all, because, you know, I'll drive that way on the way down here, and, you know, there were a few more people out and around today than normal just because it was so nice outside. But, you know, you drive down that way and you fully expect that there to be traffic. You drive by Guaranteed Rate Field on a night like tonight, and you expect there to be lights on in the stadium and people around, but it's just not happening, and it's hard to come to terms with, but yet we all deep down understand why this is not happening.
And I've been like trying not to think about what would be normal right now, that there would be games, that we would be at Guaranteed Rate Field, that Wrigley would be going. But I went on a bike ride the other day, and, you know, I just started riding north from downtown up Clark. I'm about to be at the ballpark. There it is. And I just spun around and turned around and went back. I'm like, it was painful.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, to see it. And it made me miss it. End of the day. So, but hey, it'll be back at some point in time.